everyone. So we're going to look at the Sfasemes Shnas Tafresh Lamed Beis. So on these sheets, it's the right hand side. And we'll first look at a Zohar HaKadosh that the Sfasemes talks about. The Zohar is on the Pasuk in Treyasa, the Navi Malachi. Pasuk is actually part of Haftarah next week, he told us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bein Yechabed Av, a son honors his father. Be'eved Adonav, and a servant honors his master. Ve'im Av Ani, Hashem says, if I'm your father in heaven, Ayech Vaydi. So where's the covenant you should be showing me? Ve'im Adonim Ani, and if I'm your Lord, your master, Ayeh Mayroi, then where is your sense of awe and fear of me? The Navi Malach says, the Zohar, that's on the top of the page, that's just a small little ketah from the Zohar HaKadosh, quoting from the Pasuk, Ve'eved Adonav, Ben Yitavid Av, Ve'eved Adonav, and Eved honors his master, Do Eliezer, that's the classic example of an Eved honoring and doing right by his master. Do Eliezer la Avraham, kad shadale l'chara, va'avud kol ru'usei da Avraham. Avraham sends him to take care and find the right shidduch for Yitzchak, and Eliezer Eved Avraham does everything that's asked of him, and does it with tremendous devotion, and with tremendous care and attention to every bit of what Avraham needs, and why, and how to get it done, and he succeeds, he brings back no less than Rivka. But the manner in which he does it, what he says about Avraham Avinu, how he represents Avraham Avinu in the process. The Oikir Le, what kind of great esteem he has, and he announces, and he surrounds Avraham and Avraham's reputation, and what the Mechutin, for lack of a better term, that's what it was, right? The Su'al was the Mechutin. What is that Machutin going to think about? How will he feel about doing this shidduch with this Avraham, his cousin? Oikirle, k'modechsiv, v'Hashem beirach es Adoni. He talks about how, look at all this wealth. It's not mine. I have no access to such wealth. It's not at all that I am representing. Now look, what could he have said? Ben Meshek, I am the butler. I am the secretary. He was literally someone who was Doyle Umashke. He was one who learnt and taught the Torah of Avraham Avinu. He was a man of stature, Eliezer. He comes with the humblest self-description possible. I'm an Eved. I'm Avraham's Eved, doing my master's bidding. That's it. Hashem has blessed my Adonim. And that blessing is here, represented by the gifts I would proffer if I could bring back the correct shidduch for my Adonim's son, for Yitzchak. Uksiv, and this is the first thing that he says. The first thing out of Eliezer's mouth. Eved Avraham Anoichi. The first thing he says. Before we talk about why I'm here, how I'm here, how I've begun to perhaps bring engagement and do a kiddushin on your daughter Rivka. But before anything, Eved Avraham Anoichi. I am Avraham's servant. Begin la'ikile la'Avraham. All this in order to show what honor Avraham deserves. What tremendous esteem you should hold your future mechutin in. You should know what is Avraham. And he says it not just so that you should know. He says it because that's really what Eliezer feels. That's how he feels about Avraham Avinu. And then it's expressed that way when he needs to, and should express it accordingly to these, you know, to Suel and Lama. Let's take a look at the Zohar as quoted by the Sfasemes, what he does with it. So it's the paragraph that begins the Zohar HaKadosh, Mishtabeach Rosh Divrei Eliezer. That he is explaining that the Zohar is expressing how the first thing out of Eliezer's mouth, Emes Avraham Anoichi, ground rules, first thing, most important, foundation, I am just an Eved of Avraham, Eved Avraham Anoichi. And that's because Shehoyu Zechia Etzloi. This was of greatest merit. It was the greatest zchus, Masha Zocha L'Shamshar. Eliezer is simply reflecting the fact that, to him, Eliezer, correctly, the greatest thing that could ever have happened to him, the greatest thing that he had in life, was that he was Avram's Eved. V'amruza, Chachmim tells in the Medrash, famously, Mitoich Shesheres Oisoi Tzadik Be'emuna, because he so faithfully served the Tzadik Avraham Avinu, Yotza Michlal Arur LeBaruch. He extricated himself. He literally changed his whole dimension as a human being from being one who was Arur. He was descended from Kenan. Arur Kenan. And when the idea of the Shidduch with his own daughter comes up, Avraham Avinu says, "Bnei Baruch, Ba'ata Arur." I'm sorry, you know, it can't be. You're not of that right stock. Somehow, Eliezer becomes Baruch, because that's the first thing out of Lovins. Boy, Baruch Hashem. The Torah records it. That's huge. Talking about the person who was nothing but an Eved, lowly Eved, of Knaan, who's Makulo, cursed. And the Torah says, no longer. Because he is Taka, the Eved of Avram, with such faithfulness as to fulfill what it is his destiny to fulfill, he actually, the Medrash says, he extricates himself from that category of a kolo, of being Mekulo, to being Baruch. Mitoch Shesheres Oisei Tzadik Be'amuna Yotza Michlal Olor L'Baruch. That's a quote of Bereshis Rabba. Sfatemis is honing in on, well, what is it that someone did that he was able to get himself out of the call of being not just merely an Eved, but being, you know, being in the category of Klala, and now he's Baruch. Now the Torah records it. Boi Baruch Hashem, Lama Samay Bachutz. And if you want to midrashically understand, those are the words in the Torah, right? That's what Lavan says. Boi Baruch Hashem, Lama Samay Bachutz. You're not outside anymore. You're not Bachutz. You're in. Which Baruch is saying you're in. Because of the way you have served so faithfully Avraham Avinu. Be'amuna. Notice how the Lashon, Shevis Eisne HaTzadik Be'amuna. What is Emuna in the context of serving Avraham Avinu? Emuna that it's correct to do it. Emuna that whatever Avraham says should be done. And more. What? Emuna that that's what I am supposed to be. Emuna, that my greatest accomplishment as a human being, literally the fulfillment of my tafkid, as we would say, is do what Avraham is. That's the emuna of an Eved to an Adon. This is what my Adon asks. I, the emuna, fully embracing the truth that this is what I should do. This is what will be of value to me. This is what makes my existence consequential. That's it. Says the Sfasemes, Kein gam mi shechafetz u'mishtokek la'aseh ritzayin HaKadosh Baruch. So too, any one of us, all of us, whoever wants to do, who really wants to do, chafetz u'mishtokek, really yearns to do the ritzayin HaKadosh Baruch more. U'mishaveach oisai, tamid, and praises HaKadosh Baruch consistently, appreciating our Adon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way this Eved appreciated his Adon, and the way this Eved praises his Adon, the way Eliezer praised Avraham Avinu. So if we do that, Mishabeach Oisei Tamid Al Sheh Zocha Lasois Mitzvaisa. How many times do we say Baruch Hat Hashem? And I'm saying Baruch Hat Hashem, but do we really feel Voluch Ato Hashem? Ah, what you've given me the opportunity. Al Netilas, that I approach my essence, my food, sense of tahar, with a sense of such dignity of what it is and how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave what we have to eat. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to sanctify what I'm about to do in eating a meal, by touching my bread and making it special. And this is one example. I mean, do we? We put on tefillin in the morning. Oh yeah, right. I have to say, after Cholamoy, every time Cholamoy Sukkot is on the Pesach, after the second days of Yom Tov, you put on tefillin. There's like, I missed my mitzvah still. Guess what? I should feel that way every morning. It should be that I got up this morning and in the shul put on tefillin, and the whole night went by. It's Lav Zman Tefillin, and now, Baruch Ata Hashem. Thank you. Second Rishon says it's one of mitzvahs. Lahaniach Tefillin. Wow. I mean, it's like I have to thank Hashem. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be with you, to serve you, to do your ratzon. Yuchel Gam Kain Al Yedei Amun Zu says it's so beautiful. Shemavin She'ein L'Malah Mila'asoyt Ritzoyna Yisvach. To believe completely in the deepest and fullest sense, with every fiber of your being, there is nothing as wonderful, nothing as so blessed as I am to be able to do the Ritzoyna HaBayri. Ein L'Malah Mila'asoyt Ritzoyna Yisvach. Because that's what Eliezer was saying. That's what Eliezer was saying. Eved Avraham Aleichem. And that is such fulfillment. Adidezer Yuchal Latzeis Miklal Orer Ulhistabek Hashem Yisparach. Now, I don't know what he meant. Latzeis Miklal Orer, Chas V'Shalom, that Yidden are anywhere near Klal Orer. But what he means is that to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ulhistabek Hashem, in an area where we would say, like Hashem is Baruch, we are Ruchim, we do mitzvahs with an appreciation of how Kadosh Baruch Hu has given it to us, and with emunah that there is nothing greater and no opportunity in life more valuable and more beloved to me. Ubemedrish, that's the Zohar, Ben Yechabed Av, the Eved Adoinav. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the Navi Malachi, a Ben should be Mechabed's father, and the Eved should honor his master. Dairishalof, the Zohar is Dairish, that pasuk, and says, you want an example of someone who honors his master? Eliezer. And look at how he spoke about the opportunity to be an Eved of Avram. The point of the Zohar is, Shiesh Lulmoid, Mishlichusoi, Derech Amiti. That's the point of the Zohar. Learn from Eliezer, the Zohar is saying, how to be an Eved, La'adoyneinu. And as Fasana says, and that means to appreciate that that's my tafkid, there's no greater tafkid. It's a simple little song, it's the nice, most beautiful song in the world. That's it, the most beautiful thing. Why? Because I'm the luckiest human being alive. Because I'm the Abdul Kushabirichu. No one's blessing is equal to this blessing that I have, that you have, that we have. That's Yesh Lilmoid Mishlichusai Derech Amiti. And so that's the true Eved Hashem. That's what we are. That's what we want to be. Rav Galinsky writes how he heard the hesped that Rav Yochanan Wasserman gave to the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal. And he said, you know, how can you be master of the Chafetz Chaim? What can you say? So, well, look at the Torah. How was the Torah? How was Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah masked Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayomos Shom Moshe Eved Hashem.
That's it.
I mean, you and I would say, how vice has paid him to be that, you know, that much to the point. Sometimes they're not. Right? But that's because Moshe Rabbeinu was one who the Hesed could be and was. That. That's said it all. Because to be an Eved means, and Rav Chanan was saying, told over the famous story of someone who passed away, and as he's passing away, he says to his trusted Eved, you know, you're so good, I want to leave everything to you, but I want to give something left to my son. So I'm writing, and he writes, Savon, in front of witnesses, that you'll go back home to where all of my children are, and my son is, and you'll make sure that one thing, he can choose one thing from my entire estate, but everything else goes to you. Ultimately, comes back, gives this, makes this presentation to the son. The son consults with Rabbanim and tell him. And then he says, I want one thing. I want my father's Eved. his servant. I want you. His father understood that the only way he could trust that his son ultimately will get everything and that the Eved will go back and tell the truth and present the will the way it was written was this ruse. Okay, but the point of the story is that when you have an Eved and that Eved can be trusted, because Baruch Hu has Avodim, and we have to be those most trustworthy Avodim. And if we are, then part of what we have to do is be Mishtabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank Him and praise Him for the fact that we have the opportunity and the blessed role of being Hashem's Eved. And that's what you should learn, the Zohar is saying, from Eliezer Avram. In the next piece, he goes with a little more detail into what Eliezer Avram did and how he did his shlichus so carefully. Daniel Yizikni Mariv Rebbe Kedush Yerim said in the name of Rav HaKadosh Mikotsk. Famously, we know, Rashi points out, that when he tells over the story, Eliezer Eved Avram says, as I discussed this with my master before I left, Kenan, Va'omar El Adoni, I said to my master, Ulai lo yiselecha isha acharoi. Maybe the woman won't want to come. Now, Ulai there is written without a vav. Aleph Lamed Yud. So Rashi says, because Ulai without a vav is a lie. That there was a conflict of interest. Rashi quotes Chazal, because he had a daughter. And he's hoping nobody else will work. The Shidduch won't go. And my daughter, Eliezer hopes, will be the one ultimately to marry Yitzchak. Question. In the original conversation, where he actually discusses this with Avram, there it's written Aleph, Vav, Lamed, Yud. So it's, I understand that he had a negius, that he had an ulterior motives, and in the back of his mind he's hoping that ultimately it'll be his own daughter. And why isn't that reflected immediately in the actual conversation as it was had with the Rebbe? The first time it says Ulai with a Vav, not a Lam. So the Kuska said brilliantly, Ki kishahoy negeya lehirgish negiyosa. When he had the real conflict of interest, he did not sense it. It was there in his depths of the heart. He wanted, it won't work out, but ultimately it'll be my daughter. Didn't even realize that on some level, that's what he was really hoping for. He couldn't admit it even to himself initially. Afterwards, as he found Rivka and the Negios, that partiality for his own sake and his self-interest and conflict of interest dissipates because we have the right girl already. Oh, now we realize that's the cusk. Taking it just a step deeper, the Nira says this, Vasemesh, the Hechzira Torah Kol HaParsha. Famously, everybody knows Chazal point out, Yafus Yichasan Shal Avdi Avois Ne Terasan Shal Bonim, that the Torah tells over, retelling everything that happened and Eliezer's preparation and what Avram told him and what he told Avram. And it's repeated. Why? Because Yafis Yichasan Shalav Yavos, we gain more. Because Baruch Hu wants us to know this dusiyah, this discussion of the Eved, the trusted Eved of Avram and Avram Avinu, more than many Gufei Torah where the halachas are learned from minutiae. That and the Yukim and Yudkim Lidish, I tell you in the Dreshish, and where the Torah didn't tell me explicitly important things about Shabbos, Taz, and Shabbos, Katras, but the story with Eved Avram, and that not only once but twice. Why? Shigamhu Yara, Eliezer was scared. Shemra Yeshlai Ezenigia. He was concerned that when he does what he's doing for his other, it should be so perfect that any Nigia he might have should be obviated and then cast aside. Otherwise, maybe his work will not be perfect and it won't be done, and maybe the shidduch won't ultimately be found. Svasem says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Eliezer knows Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for my Adonai, but will he do for me? Everything's going to work out for my Avraham Avinu, but will I have the schus of being the one to get it done? At kedei kach, Eliezer is thinking the right thoughts. My Avraham Avinu, my other, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu, by the way, you know, he knew Hakadosh Baruch Hu through Avraham Avinu well enough, and that's why Avraham Avinu says to him, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take care. Hashem Elokei Avraham says,
Hashem lekei shmaim, Hashem lekei chayim, mibeis ov, mibeis mulabati, v'asher dibel li, v'asher nishbol li deimor, v'zer acha et enes lorim tzayis, hu yishlach ma'aloch ha'ilu shvamecho. Avraham Avinu is very confident. Eliezer, not so much in himself. Maybe there would be some imperfection in what he and how he does his job. Yak yara, shalo yigroim, kilko b'shlichusa. V'zem shenemar. And that's what he meant when he says, as he tells over the story, this is in the second time that the story is recorded, as he's telling it over to Lavan and Bessuel, v'oymar, Hashem olakei adoni Avraham, im yesh chonom matzliach darki, asher anoichi hoylech olam. Please give me successes. So some is pointing out that it's not just that he's asking, please let it be successful that my other gets a shidduch for Yitzchak. No, he's focusing on help it that I should succeed, that I should be the one to be getting it done. Because it'll happen, but that it should happen because I'm able to achieve it. And as he repeats all this, that's when he realizes I had an ulterior motive. On some level, I was hoping, when I asked, you know, maybe the girl won't want to come, I was on some level thinking, hoping my daughter could marry Yitzchak. With that removed, he's able to finish the deal as he discusses it with Lavan and Suel and finalize the shit. So Sfasemis has a slightly little different take than the Kutzke, saying that the review is the way the Torah tells us, look how this Eved cared for every little dot and tittle of his work to do it right. And to do it be'amuna, and to do it without any ulterior motives. That's why it's repeated. And it's repeated because it's being clear and said by Eliezer, the reason I'll succeed is because of the worth of my master. I can do it because my master deserves that it succeed. Says the Sfasemis L'chein Kolodam Tzarech Leida, everybody has to know, Ki hu shliach Hashem Yisvarach Ba'olam Hazeh, we're all shluchim, all avodim and messengers of Hashem. U'kifi sh'yedei azois, to the extent that you know it and understand it, v'chol ma'isav al kavanuzu, and everything we do as humble servants. And then he adds, v'gam yedei, very, very interesting thing for the Rebbe to say, but it's classic. You're going to do a mitzvah, you're going to do it right. You know why? Because Hashem wants you to do it right, and He helps you. And you have the siyata d'shmaya to do it right, because He wants that you do it, and so He helps you. So, the takeaway is, obviously, first of all, to have tremendous appreciation for the opportunity to be an Eved Hashem. And then, the little bit of a twist is, yeah, and you do, and we do, but thank you Hashem, because without you I wouldn't be able to, this, the tefillin I put on, the kashrus, the tefillin, the mitzvahs, the learning, how many times do you go through a hard sugya, and I got it! So you know, yeah, but you know what? You got it, good. Because I got it, because you wanted me to learn this, and you wanted me to get it, with your siyat d'shmaya. I got it. Without your kash baruch hu, but this mind work, when I have found, someone just recently said to me that they're starting a new parrot and they walk into a store, boom, there's the safer they need for that particular parrot in Baba Kama. I said, yeah, that's right. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to learn, so He helps you. But you have to say, thank you, Kodesh. Thank you that I'm your Eved, because there's nothing greater than being your Eved. And thank you that when I try to do what you ask me to do, I'm able to succeed in doing it. Thanks to you. That's piety. That's why it's called the Chassidus Lik. It lies in the fact that it's not me, it's all you. And even when I do it for you and I succeed in doing it for you, it's all thanks to you. Kushi Yadea Zois, V'chol Maisav Al Kavanazu, V'gam Yadea Shekol Mashi Yizkelah Zois, Gam Kein Alidei Sheretzayna Yizbarach, Shiye Nasa Retzayna. It's the Ratzon Hashem that I should be able to do His Ratzon and fulfill what it is that He wants. So He made it possible for me to succeed. This is Eliezer Eben Avraham's lessons to us. That's why it's Yafis Dichasin, Shalav Yavois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's describing all this in the Parsha and repetitively teaches us how to be an Eved La'adeinenu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a little bit like Eliezer, who became Baruch instead of being Klola, because he knew how to be an Eved, by the way. Thank you very much, Shabbat Shalom.